So they haven't let you from behind the desk yet? Or you just figured out how to get out of the olives?
They all have handcuffs, by the way.
All right, we'll call this meeting to order. It's November 28, 2012, 6:30 p.m., Oceano Community Services District. Carol Ann, can I get a roll call, please?
President Guerrero.
Present.
Vice President Lucy.
Present.
Director Hurdle.
Here.
Director Walker.
Small crowd. So we'll say no.
I can't believe it.
Moving on to item number six, special presentations or commendations. Andrew Zilke, Certificate of Appreciation. Tom, do you want to give the staff report on this?
Well, I'm kind of sad that we have to present this award because when I started here, Andrew Zilke was one of the first guys from State Park that reached out to me and said, if you need help, just call. He introduced me to his great staff, and we've had a good conversation going on a lot of different items. But unfortunately, he's retiring, and some of us were at his retirement send-off, and I felt, because one, that State Parks is one of our largest customers, and also because of the help that State Parks gives our district and all our interpersonal business relationships and interpersonal personal relations, that we, the district, need to send Andy off with a thing of our appreciation. So I'm going to pass this forward to you, and I think all of you guys need to present it to him because he's our Andy, and we're going to miss him. You guys get in front so they can. I'll snap a picture.
I just wonder who's going to take me on off-roading next time.
You got to take me for a go, right?
This says, Andrew Zilke, in appreciation of your support of the Oceano Community Services District and the community of Oceano. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We got all this high life. So the other thing tonight, too, is that though Andy will be very, very difficult to replace, we have an acting person assigned by State Parks, and that's Mr. Brent Marshall. So Brent was here. And then also our public liaison will still continue to be Dina. So we're Dina Bellman. So we're glad that we're still moving forward. So
thank you to all of you. And I saw you guys. I saw the K-9 unit out today. Maybe you can bring the dog next time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Congratulations on your retirement also.
Yeah, have a good time.
I'm envious.
Now, before we go to the next item, I would like to hand out to each one of you this envelope, and then I'd like you to open it at the same time.
Okay.
Nothing's going to jump out and bite us.
Are these guitar strings?
Did you wrap these?
Yeah, I did.
Sell?
I really went all out. Okay, so I'd like you to open them now.
Well, she kept mine. She's
trying
to nick my envelope.
One of the big problems when we have to go out in public and do the events, a lot of times people don't know who you are.
Nice.
So I've took the liberty of producing these handcrafted badges with our updated logo.
Cool.
So when you attend meetings and functions, they're magnetized so you don't destroy your clothing.
You got to be stronger than the magnets. Oh, there we go.
So now they'll be able to tell who you are and what you are.
Thank you for spelling it correctly, too.
Thank you, Tom. Very good idea.
Thank you, Tom. That was really cool. That's a cool concept.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very
great
much.
Great Christmas present. Thank you.
Well, it wasn't a Christmas present. We actually were trying to get them done a lot sooner, but we need to... with this whole upgrade thing, we're trying to show a level of professionalism that didn't exist before, and so we're trying to make it more and more professional.
It's really well thought out. Did Carol Ann design these? Because these are really attractive.
Did what?
Carol Ann design these? Because these are really attractive.
Carol Ann and myself and Marie worked on it. Carol Ann has one. I have one. When the field staff goes out, they all have their button-down shirts now.
Right.
Yeah. And then they have their polo shirts as well. And then the office staff has their button-down, but the ones that are in public got them this round, and then we'll get them for everybody else as we continue to grow. So.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tom. All right. Now, moving on to the consent agenda, item number 7A, review and approval of minutes. Those are the November 14th, 2012 regular meetings, and 7B, which is the cash disbursements. Is there any comments or questions on those particular items?
I just have one question, since I wasn't able to attend last time. On 6A, it has the Farmers Market, a standing committee of the Community Services District.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it a standing committee of the Board of Directors for the community?
You can come into the office and double-check that as well.
Yeah, I'm sure you just bring those guys.
Okay. Are there any other questions or concerns regarding the minutes? All right, we should probably do this in two motions because Director Lucy was not here for the November 14th, and then we'll do a 7B. Does that make sense? So if there's no other questions or additions to the review and approval of minutes, which is 7A, I'll entertain a motion.
I move that we approve 7A, the minutes for the November 14th, 2012 meeting as amended.
I'll second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right. It's 4-0 with one abstention. That'd be Director Lucy.
Correct.
Moving on to item 7B. Any comments on the cash disbursements?
I move that we accept the cash disbursements as presented by staff.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
I second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries 5-0. Move on to item number 8A, report of OCSD Operations General Manager Tom Gieslin. And we do have a Friday report in front of us as well. Tom?
Okay, there was no Friday report written on this past Friday because of the Thanksgiving week, and though there will be a pretty extensive one written this week. The main thing that has taken up most of the focus this week has been this report, and I'll hand it out. It's the report on the incoming storm. And I received a call from Chief Joel Arnaz on Monday, and we had a meeting yesterday at the station that included Grover Beach, Roy Grandy, Oceano, Roy Grandy PD, and Grover Beach PD. The Sand District was invited, but they did not attend, and it was to go over every single item to make sure that if this storm is as bad as they think it is, and they compared this report to the report of December 19, 2010, and it's, to quote one of the firefighters, it's eerily this almost the same. So we're going to have high surf conditions. We're going to have high winds, 45 miles an hour. We're supposed to get some decent rain today, but it's marginal. But on Friday, Saturday, we're supposed to get a heavy amount of rain, as much as 3 to 6 inches in a very short period of time. And if you remember, that's what caused a lot of the problems. Yeah. The fact our water table is so high in Oceano means that it's not going to take very long to reach saturation point. And so we have spent the last 72 hours prepping and ensuring that things work. If you came up 13th, you'll notice another load of sand was there, plus shovels, plus bags staged. We've got all the equipment tested, chainsaw, backup generator. We have a backup generator in this yard as well, in the parking lot. So in case we have to make this a command center, that we have the ability to do it. Tomorrow we're going to be doing, at 7 o'clock in the morning, a step-by-step test of the suspect backup generator on well 8, and we have been making the rounds. Today we tested the lift station with a generator and went through the standard operating procedure. Since it's dry and the sewer's flowing naturally instead of letting it be flooded, and so we're making sure things are working. We're not in reaction mode, we're in forward planning mode. We have foamless circulated to all the proper people, Sand District, Oceano, AG, Grover Beach, and we have Chief Heath will be the battalion chief. Heath will be the center point of any problems. We have all the emergency agencies online. The boys in the field have also gone through and set up all, made sure all our traffic controls are ready in case we have to assist the county in closing stuff off. And should we have to go into evacuation mode, we have we've got that identified, but knock on wood, I hope we won't. The county has been doing inspections of all the waterways and, you know, cleaning what they can clean. But the big question is, okay, if we do get that amount of rain, how are we going to handle it? Because since that time, we've done things, but we've not really tested it. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything from the county. I know on December 12th we're having a all-agency meeting to go over flooding for the district if it continues. But with this deal, it's our localized agencies all working together to make sure everything is correct. So we have fuel on hand. We have plans in effect and what they were going to do during certain things, and they just confirmed everything that we had already addressed. So we're good. So that's I'm really proud of this effort, and I'd like to thank Five Cities Fire, AG Public Works, Grover PD, and Arroyo PD, our own Oceano Community Service District employees. And I've been also in communication with Commander Jim Taylor to make sure that we're able to support them should any problems arise, too. So.
Does flooding prevention include anything on 4th Street?
On 4th Street? Other than we have pumps ready if we need to do something. That's the other thing. We have backup pumps now, too.
Mr. Gieselin, if people are to evacuate, will you remind them where the evacuation center is?
Well, if they're in Oceano, the first place we're going to evacuate is to here, and then it'll be elevated to the command center. And we will post on the website where we need to go. We've already posted the thing about sandbags and the storm warning and everything else. So the report that you got is basically describing everything. And if you look, if the storm hits in the middle of the night when it's high tide, we could have some problems, but we're prepared. And I'm not sure we could have said that 2 years ago.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. And I was
just going to say something.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Tom, I really, really appreciate this. And as I was coming to this meeting tonight in Halcyon, PG&E was hanging a transformer on Temple Street. They'd already lost a rather high voltage line in Halcyon mm-hmm. due to trees, and that's this evening.
Right.
So that's 2 days before. Yeah.
It's you know, hopefully it's not that bad, but and the other thing we're going to do is we're going to have a backup water here, and so if there's our biggest concern is senior citizens, mm-hmm. and so if their house start flooding, the field ops are ready to start sandbagging to help them as well. So we'll still take calls in here, and we'll get the calls through the answering service, and then we'll route them to where they need to be, and everything will go through the chain that's established. So anybody watching before this, if you're an old person and the water's rising, do not hesitate to call because we have people there to help you.
Excellent. Thank you, Tom.
Great.
Okay, on the rest of the reporting, that took up a portion of it. We have been going through a lot of our own current operations, and we're finding things that we thought were okay until we've actually run things and then found out they're not okay. And we're finding that on all levels. The example that when we did the lift station today, the operating procedure that they had in place was wrong, and we got that corrected. We're finding that across the board, and it's nothing major, but it is taking a concentrated effort of time. And I just want you to know that where we are now versus where we were 18 months ago is an order of magnitude, several orders of magnitude, in a better position. And the staff clearly reflects it, that they bought into what we were, the mode that we wanted to go, and they're really moving forward. And a lot of the things that we're finding, it's the staff would say, well, nobody ever asked us about this before, but now we're asking, now they're getting the, and they're providing the solution as much as anybody else. You'll see when you do the disbursements that there was a large accounting bill, and that's because, and I shared this with you before, because of the previous management's decision to start Tyler at different times of the year, and then having all the account balances set up wrong, it's created a major problem. So we basically, and I've brought this to you before, we had to do a duplicate setup where we did a manual tracking of everything. And now we've got, I'd say, 90% of the Tyler issues identified. And once the storm blows over, then we're going to start having a sit down with them to get the stuff corrected. We went to them with one issue, and they came back and said, well, that'll be $5,000. And I'm like, well, what happened to the other money that we've already paid you? And, oh, by the way, you sold a Cadillac to somebody that needed a Fiat. And, you know, so I'm posturing, but I'm not ready to start swinging yet, but I will. The other thing that it produced was that we have... We will probably, at the first of the year, we've been making a couple different changes in the office situation, and we're nailing that down. And then we are also...
I don't have any questions. Karen, do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
Mary?
No.
Tom?
No.
Lori?
No.
All right. Let's move on. Is there anything else that you need to report on to us this evening, Tom?
Not at this... For those of you that didn't hear it, you're accumulating a lot of mail because of the holidays, and so when you please, we should probably get back to having one-on-ones again. So if you ever have questions, just pop in or call and let me know. But you are accumulating stuff, and that we don't need to bring to the board meeting, but you guys are starting to accumulate quite a bit. So I have packages prepared for you in the other room.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Board of Directors and Outside Committees. Director Angelo?
I have nothing.
All right. ABB, Director Hurdle?
I did attend the farmer's market.
You need to speak into the mic.
Yeah, talk into the mic. I attended a farmer's market meeting on the 15th of November, and it was very well attended. And we left there with the marching orders of... coming back to our next meeting, which will be December the 3rd, with bylaws and a vision statement and a host of things, and a list of venues that we will consider and dates. So we are making progress, and it's exciting. And that's it for me.
To add to Director Hurdle, I did get feedback back from the insurance company.
Yes.
And that's something you and I need to sit down and have a secondary meeting on. So.
Okay.
Moving on to item 8BC, that would be my report. I did attend the Sanitation District meeting last Wednesday, which was the November 20th. Yes, ma'am?
I'm sorry. I didn't know. We're done with the director's reports.
No, we're not. Okay. Which was last Wednesday, the 20th. There was not the administrative review because it had not been agendized, so that's agendized for next week. The audit was presented for 2010-2011. A couple of interesting issues. If you want to call them issues, and let's call them issues. The sanitation district is losing or has lost over the last period of time $1 million per year out of the operating budget. And so that's going to be something that really needs to be looked at over the next year. As you can see, the reserves are dwindling. They're down to just a little over $3 million. Hey, remember, this became an issue at the water board hearing where they were saying, you have $5 million, you have $5 million, you have $5 million. And the sanitation district kept saying, no, we only have $3 million. Well, this is what was showed up. This audit, obviously, was a year behind, did not come in time for the water board hearing. There was a first quarter budget review and resolution. I objected to the budget review and resolution because it did not include a realistic calculation of what the litigation expenses were. If you remember, one of the reasons I voted against the budget was that it did not include a realistic budget for litigation at only $200,000, given all the thing that was going on. I think we spent more than half of that every month for the first few months of the quarter. And that does not include extricating out the Wallace Group's litigation expenses, which were previously billed under operations. And I had previously requested that they go through and take those out and put them into litigation so we can see what the true costs are, because those are not operations. It's not like the sanitation plant was getting new pipes, new wires, new clarifiers, anything like that. And so I was uncomfortable with that. Mr. Wallace advised that the Wallace Group is going through and trying to take those line items and put them into litigation. One of the issues that's going on right now is this alternative methods for district service billing charges. I don't know if you're aware, but Mr. Wallace and Manager Gieslin have been talking about the billing charges of the district. Since 1986, the billing charges of the districts had not been raised, and they were getting less than $5,000 from Grover, less than $5,000 from Oceano, and less than $5,000 from Rio Grande to do all of the billing. And this was, you know, many millions of dollars that were coming in. I've sat in a couple of negotiations. I think finally what Manager Gieslin had to do was send a bill to the sanitation district to get them to even come to the table. A number of methods were proposed for district service billing charges, and since then I've received an email for even another method to be proposed, and I don't know that any of them are acceptable, but Mr. Wallace was directed to get together with Manager Gieslin, Bob Peralt from Grover Beach, and Steve Adams, and come together and find out, come to an agreement. So there's no news.
To take it a step farther, I'm meeting with their finance people so that we're all using the same formula, because I haven't quite figured out how we're going to get around to it, but at least once we're all talking the same numbers. I, too, received an email from Mr. Wallace saying that one of the proposals was is that they would just bill Grover, AG, and Oceano for the operation of the running of the plant, and we would collect the money. But then that would force the 218 vote back on us, which is like, wait a minute. And I would be all in favor of doing that, providing we controlled the financials.
Yeah.
And
right.
Then if we controlled the financials, then we could clearly make things different. So that would be an arm wrestling event that would probably need to take place. But it doesn't make any sense at this point in time. To me, it's not a valid proposal. And then the other thing they thought about doing was put it on the tax rolls.
Right.
And that would create a nightmare like no tomorrow. And I'm confused because they pay all this money for attorneys. They pay all this money for their engineering services. They pay all this money for this setup. And rightfully, if the number is $30,000 to do your mailing and your billing and all your collection, so combined that's $90,000, and it's not a worthwhile investment when you have revenue of $4.3 million.
$4 million budget, right?
Right. So it's less than 10%.
One of the things the audit notes for 2010, 2011 was including engineering paying the Wallace Group over $750,000.
Right.
And for the plant, and it was even higher last year, and you know, so that's something I think that, you know, may have to be looked at by the board. As alternative ways to do that, so that billing isn't the straw that broke the camel's back, if you follow their logic.
And the other thing that I need to make clear to the board is I'm keeping that problem here and all the other issues in our normal day-to-day operations. We're still functioning as a sister agency or a member agency, and we're problem-solving, and I'm not letting that affect the normal
right.
operation and doing business.
Right. So that would be the end of my report on the sanitation district.
Can I add a couple things
please.
To the San district since I did attend the meeting? I found it to be that
they had temp workers in the plant. There were actually three fecal
That's right.
There reports. There was three more findable leaks in the last four months.
Right.
So, you know, I think it was 140,000.
160,000,
which is like 160,000 too much, you know. So, but what I found to be really unprofessional is that they had temp workers, like from the typing pool, right, running the plant. And I think that if you're going to have a supervisor who's certified, having temp people running a plant that are not certified, that person's accountable, you know. And so, excuse me, a lot of people say how, you know, great the plant manager is, and I'm sure he's a very, very kind person, right? But kindness is not going to save us. Competence is going to save us. So there's too many lives at stake when you're dealing with those kind of plants. And so for him to allow temp workers to back into a chloride switch and not notice for 3 hours that it's just raw sewage running, you know, I think he's accountable. And there was no mention of that. And then there was, and he didn't really, just kind of glossed over those three new spills.
That's correct. And there was an issue because I guess one of the temp workers somehow turned off a switch, which was shut off the chlorine going in, so that it wasn't getting treated. And so I guess that worker was released. But that's how we, you know, it came to light that the same temp workers have been there for a couple of years. And so, you know, it's a management issue.
Did anyone inquire as to whether they've been trained or not?
No.
No, that inquiry has not been made in a board session.
They just weren't qualified to be on the plant floor.
So they're not licensed operators. So, Barry, anything else?
Yes, I attended Zone 3, and Zone 3 is actually a pretty good committee. First of all, Oceana worked pretty hard to get some of the bylaws changed on Zone 3. And one of the bylaws is that Zone 3 meet in the Oceano area, since we are one of the partners at the table. So they'll be calling you, Mr. Gieselin, to arrange scheduling. There'll be two Zone 3 meetings held in Oceano this year. So that's a big, I think, I will let you know next time how much the credits will. And they'll be put in place January of next year. So I think things are going well, you know. The HCP status stuff is still, you know, ongoing disaster. They promised to deal with the Beaver Dam, the big, big bridge down there, the big one. So,
Pitt doesn't wash away this weekend.
And I checked on him today.
He's doing okay?
Yeah, he's cruising. So if anybody would like a complete report, you can get them online, or I'll be happy to make you a copy of this one.
Thank you, Mayor.
Director White?
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
All right. Moving on to item number 9, public comment. I see we have, I forgot your name, sir.
Armando Garza.
And I believe you're an engineer, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll invite you this time during public comment if you'd like to say something about your firm. I know that you're here I assume you're here regarding the RFP that we're going to be putting out. Don't feel compelled.
Okay. You've invited President Guerrero, members of the board. My name is Mondo Garza. I'm with Canon Corporation, and I'm just here showing an interest in the vacancy that there is for district engineers. We do provide that type of service. We're here in San Luis Obispo, have offices in Santa Monica and Bakersfield as well. Full service civil engineering, structural, mechanical, electrical, also instrumentation, automation. So that was it, just showing interest. No. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Say the name of your firm one more time.
Canon Corporation. And we don't sell cameras.
Okay, thank you.
Copiers?
No copiers either. We have copiers.
And can I get one of your cards?
Sure.
If you can leave it with Carol Ann, that'd be fantastic. Yes. I got a couple of questions. Thank you very much, Chair. Jennifer, any public comment? All right. Moving on to item number 10, public hearing business items. 10A, request for proposal RFP process for district engineer. Let's segue right into this. Tom.
If you remember, in our meeting, this task was taken on by Director Lucy.
Right.
And Chase.
And Chase.
That's right.
So what, do you want to do a staff report or tell us where you're at with that?
We met Wednesday. We talked about coming up with a timeline and pulling down the RFP and modifying it. So reality is we'll probably have that no later than Monday to everybody, would you say? Yeah.
All right. Why don't, if you guys have it by
we'll
Monday.
We'll try to get it ready for Friday. Things have been kind of tight because of the holidays.
Right. Chase is in trial, too. Do you think he'll be ready to have that thing ready by Monday? Because if we have it by a week from Friday.
I've been working on the weekends, too, on other things, so I'll
don't forget
probably.
You have a family.
What?
Don't forget, exactly.
I'll get together with you, Director Lucy, and we could probably
try to get it
Monday,
we'll
but no later it. Than midweek next week.
Well, do we need, once you have the RFP, do we need board approval for it to go out? Or can
yeah,
you guys
we'll need to bring it back to the board for board approval along with
a timeline
on how to execute it.
Okay.
So we'll have it ready for the next board for sure.
I think you guys have till a week from Friday to probably get it to Tom for the packet. I think that makes sense. I don't think you need to
all right. Very good.
Make your hair turn gray doing this.
No. I'll try not to.
All right, we'll do that. Did you catch that, Armando?
All right, thank you. It also needs to be pointed out that we are not engineerless. We do have a contract call deal with the Wallace Group, and so we are functioning that way, and it's working out rather well.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Tom. Moving on, item number, then we'll put that on for the next agenda in 2 weeks. Which I believe is December 12th. Yeah. Moving on to item number 10B, review and discuss Rabobank interest drop. We have a letter on this, Tom.
In your board packet, there was a letter I received from Rabobank, and basically it says they can no longer honor the interest rate that we've been used to receiving, in that they're going to discontinue that as of December 3rd. So our rate will drop from 0.44% to 0.34%. So I captured, hand those out for me.
I didn't like those brothers anyway.
I captured some rate histories for you, the showing what the PMIA account for, which is actually LAIF, that the state of California local agency funds have been doing over the historical period. And Stanislaus County is an example, is kind of weighted, but it shows that the trend is the trend, and we need to follow up. So I'm going to recommend that we keep it with Rabo until I find a better investment alternative utilizing that plan.
What are we making? I think it's about $100 a month or something.
No. We on some we make, we have about $600,000 invested,
right.
And we were making close to, I forget the exact number, but we were making maybe $200 a month, everything combined.
Okay.
But nobody really looked at it before. They just moved it because it was a better rate. Rob came around and said, hey, we want this type of business, and so everybody moved, and now they're saying that they can't do it.
We can't afford you.
Well, I'm scratching my head a little bit. Because
they got our 600. They're lending it out probably at 6% or something.
Right,
you know,
right. Well, probably three and a half. So.
Well, it's still 10 times what they're paying us.
Right.
Well, let me help you scratch your head a little bit more, because Raphael brought this same brochure booklet to the board to close out the state accounts.
Well, no, I'm not.
So we might even be able to get our same numbers.
I just handed that out as an educational piece.
No, I just had to laugh when I saw the picture. I went, oh my God, this is what he used to get us to close the damn accounts. because, of course, you know, he had convinced everybody they were bad. But I actually think it's a good idea.
We need to make informed decisions in the best way to be.
Yeah, and I thought it was a bad idea that the state was closed out to begin with. So
perhaps should we attach these to our minutes?
Yes.
Or I was going to say, do you need a directional motion or anything?
I just like to keep it status quo. I'm just letting you know that there's a change.
Super.
That's fine. It's still so little money. I mean, you look at these historic rates, or some of them as high as 12%. I just don't see the risk and the staff time involved to really make it necessary to do anything. But thank you, Tom.
I know, but it's from a standpoint that we need to be ready to move. And I think when you were on the board of the sanitation district, if you remember, they were talking about there were places you could get 3.5%.
Right.
And I provided a whole list that showed that that couldn't be done in this market.
Right.
But I will talk with the other finance directors in the area and see what they're doing to compensate it. Because I know the SAN district did move from LAIF to Rabobank. Now,
I think so.
I don't know what they're going to do.
Moving on to item number 11, utility items. A, will serve fee letter, Old Avocado Ranch, APN 062-075-027. OCSD project number 6340.27, single family residence. I've been recusing myself on the Old Avocado Ranch. I'll pass the gavel to Director Lucy, or Vice President Lucy.
Okay.
Do we already have this will serve on file, Tom?
Yes, we do.
Is this just a renewal of this, right?
Right, and this property is, closes escrow on the 30th. It's built and ready to go.
Oh, I thought we had done that one.
The fees are done. All the fees are paid.
Okay. So if somebody wants to make a motion for this.
I so move. We we approve will serve fee letter for project 6430.27, Old Avocado Ranch, single family residence.
A second.
I think is it the APN number or the OCSD project number that we should include in the motion?
It's both.
Okay.
So can I add a friendly amendment? APN 062-075.
-97-027. Yeah.
On project 6340.27. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Matt Guerrero has stepped away from the table.
Recused
himself. Step away from the table. Okay. That's it.
Is it? Mr. Gieselman, is this the last of the Old Avocado Ranch, or is there
no? There's another, I believe, six lots that still need to be finished.
Okay, thank you.
All right, moving on to item number 13, board member comments. We'll start at the Director Angelo.
I don't have anything. Thank you.
All right. Director Hurdle?
I think I said this at last meeting, so if I did, excuse the redundancy. But I've been walking a lot.
Maybe it was Director Hurdle about some classes that are coming up in the next year, now that we know what our board is going to look like. And again, congratulations.
That which is very important. I'm glad you brought that up, because I pulled the final results and we're no longer on the watch list anymore. So, Director White, I believe you actually have won that election.
Oh, congratulations. Yay.
Great. Yay.
Thank you.
Keep rolling our sleeves up.
Mr. Searcy, my opponent, we were both at the Kiwanis Benefit Pancake Breakfast, and he conceded to me and complimented me, and I thanked him, and we had a very pleasant conversation. And I told him he could come fill in with me on any board meeting he wanted.
Thank you, Karen. All right, Vice President Lucy.
I don't have anything to say. Just a couple things to add to the agenda when we get there.
All right, Director White.
Yeah, I don't know who to compliment and thank, but I was driving through Oceano a couple of days ago, and I noticed the cute little tinsel wreaths hanging on the light poles, and I thought, mm-hmm. All right, Oceano's got the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Is that something?
I believe that's Kiwanis.
That's Linda Guyton.
Yeah.
Linda Guyton.
I think she does that every year.
Linda does it. Well, it just really looked really neat as you go along. You know, it's not big and flashy like downtown Roy Grandy is right now. Looks kind of like, but it still has a, you know, we can't be Disneyland, but we sure can be pretty little Oceana.
We got our own thing going here.
Yeah.
In fact, isn't the depot float in the parade, the Grover Beach Parade tomorrow?
They're supposed to, yeah.
Isn't it Saturday?
Saturday.
It's on Saturday, so... Yeah, should come down and help it float.
Yes.
It might float, yeah.
I need some oars.
Might be an art. It'd be better if it was.
Item number 14, received written communications, none. 15, late received written communications. Tom, you already talked about the packets or
right.
The mail we've got.
Then I also have the Oceana Kiwanis is having their 2012 Festival of Lights. Get in the holiday spirit. Nominate yourself, your neighbor, your favorite business. And they have this judging for best overall display, best religious display, so take that, Santa Monica. And best animation, best use of lights, best small display, best originality, best overall business, community spirit award. And the judging will be on the 14th, and the final judging will be on the 15th. And there's telephone number to call, so pass that around, and that's also on the website.
We also
have the food bank barrel, and it's actually in our lobby, and it's actually filled and overflowing.
Excellent.
But we're still going to continue to take donations for that. And I believe that's it, but I do have some stuff for agenda items as well.
And I'm going to go head-to-head with Angelo's ATV for best displays here, so you know.
Yeah, great.
I'm calling you out.
I have the dogs and the kids and all that stuff. Okay.
All right. Future agenda items. Why don't we start with you, Tom?
The beauty of Oceano right now is that we're getting a lot of developers back into the mix, and they're developing properties. And what has come out is that when we were reviewing some of our ordinances, they're confusing, and they don't call out the right parameters. And they're not on this agenda, but they're coming. And one is that with the new fire sprinkler law, if somebody does a major remodel, when does that kick in? And then when we looked at the language in the resolutions, we found some problems. So I'm going to bring to you a new resolution at the next meeting to discuss that and get it in place so that everybody knows. And then we have a checklist for somebody when they want to develop a piece of property, but because these resolutions aren't real...
They're hodgepodge.
I don't want to use the word clear, but confusing, that we've run into that with the second will serve situation. And so Steve Tanaka from Wallace, myself, and Aaron are going to look at that and come forward with a new resolution. That'll be on the next agenda because we do need to get that fixed. Okay. Those are the only two things.
You got this, Carolyn? Okay. Why don't we start the other end? Director White, is there anything you'd like to add to the agenda for me?
No.
All right.
At least not right now.
Vice President Lucy?
I got a couple emails. I want to thank Chase for sending it over to me, that the Northern City Management Water Group that Tom sits on, there was a lawsuit that was filed in 97 about whose water is it in, Mary Lucy?
So you need to be careful. As far as the actual ruling, I have...
That I'm looking at certified.
No. I know, but the email you're referencing is attorney-client. So
I'm not referencing an email.
You just said you were.
Got that in an email.
No, I got this from Henry Weinstock, the attorney.
I am aware of that.
Okay, so
but it had a cover email that was attorney-client.
Okay, but the document that I'm referencing is public information.
Right, that's correct.
That, this is what I'm referencing.
Right.
I didn't get any verbiage from
The verbiage you used about the 100 thing came out of attorney-client.
It came out of this document, sir.
So
this is the court findings. It came out of the court findings. That's all I'm asking.
Anything else?
But I might suggest, if you want, I can do a brief on that.
That would be great. I just think the people of Oceana need to know that, this case has gotten this far. It was filed in 97. We've all paid for it. And if we could have, a briefing as to exactly what is relevant to us and what is not relevant to us, it would really be helpful.
Yeah, I can try to write something, and then I'll square it with Tom.
Great.
Sounds good. Anything else you'd like to add to the agenda next time? No?
No.
Okay. When do we do, because it's about that time of the year for officer elections for the board. Is that in December, or do we do that in January? I don't remember. I knew it was right around the first.
It's done in December.
Okay, so we'll add that to the agenda for next time.
I think we are ahead of you on that one.
Okay. Wouldn't surprise me. And I'll move on to Director Hurdle.
Yes. Are we going to be meeting on the 26th of December? Should we discuss that at the next meeting?
We can discuss it now, or we can discuss it
the day after Christmas. Whether or not we have a meeting on December 26th.
So that would be the, December
26th.
I suggest bringing it up at the next meeting.
Okay.
That way
Tom will know what the bill situation is.
Exactly.
Sounds good. Anything else? Director Angelo?
No, nothing.
All right. Public comment. Moving on to item number 18, adjournment.
I move that we adjourn.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, have a good night. It is 7:27.
Is this yours or mine?
Oh.
This is Caroline's property.
Oh, it's, yeah.